Voice of America.
Good evening and welcome to a special edition of Africa News Tonight from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America, your source for Pan-African news and world developments. I'm Kim Lewis in Washington.
And I'm Yehi Suhib. Coming up in this special show, we'll start out with a recap of Kenya's historic month-long political roller coaster that ended with President Uhuru Kenyatta being sworn in.
We'll also hear from a Malawi early marriage survivor who is providing free education to rural girls in Malawi. Man's best friend is drafted to crack down on poachers in Botswana. And Zimbabwean comedians find a new sense of freedom after the Mugabe era.
We'll have these stories and more ahead on Africa News Tonight.
Kenya's months-long political roller coaster finally came to an end in November when President Uhuru Kenyatta was sworn in for his second term. Opposition leader Raila Odinga has threatened to hold his own inauguration, but got a stern warning from the government not to do so. Jill Craig recaps this historic year in Kenyan politics.
Please repeat after me.
I, Uhuru Kenyatta.
Those words from Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta in November concluded an unusually drawn-out 2017 election season. After the country's August polls, in which Kenyatta was declared the winner over Raila Odinga, the Supreme Court annulled the presidential election, citing irregularities in the transmission of election results. In its ruling, the Supreme Court highlighted the Electoral Commission, or IEBC's, refusal of a court order to open its computer servers.
Leaves us with no option but to accept.